So tell me what you're doing with this film, Shadowbound.
Well, this is the film version of our internationally award-winning web series that we developed and that we shot here. And it's a silent horror Lovecraftian web series that's set in the late 1920s, early 1930s. So with the original web series, what we wanted to do is I was really trying to push myself as an artist and as a filmmaker to tell a story without being dialogue heavy. Really telling a story with the visuals and some background music to really make an eerie kind of thing. Plus, I love the original old 1920s black and white silent movies. So, came up with the concept. I'm a huge Lovecraft nut, and it was really something that there's nobody else doing this on the web right now in web series format. But the goal was always to make a full, complete story that can then be melded together and turned into a feature film, where it can have a life of its own that's separate from the web series festivals, because it's kind of limited. The web series festivals only allow you to do so much and it to go so far. But as a film, it can enter more festivals, gain more attention, and hopefully get a distribution deal. So what we've done is with my partners that are now based in Los Angeles, we were all in Springfield at one point. I'm in Chicago, they're in Los Angeles, and we have some partners still here in Springfield. What we've done is we've gone back to this series and we've combined the episodes. We've reworked some things, moved things around, fixed up some of the effects in it, and actually has a whole new score by composer Brian Arata, who works for Family Guy in Los Angeles.
Wow.
But he's from here originally, good friend of mine. We've collaborated many, many times. And with this whole new package that we put together, we're premiering this on Halloween night here, and we are very excited to see where it can go and have a life of its own in international festivals and conventions.
And your web series has received some pretty big awards.
Yeah, we are so honored. We've received many nominations at festivals and acceptance into different festivals, but we've actually won we won Best Score and Best Cinematography in Los Angeles. We won the People's Choice Award in Melbourne, Australia. We just found out the other day that we won the Best Character Award. We were nominated for 7 different awards, including Best Series, but we won Best Character for our Hollow One character, which is one of the monsters in the series, at Bilbao in Spain.
Wow.
And so we were very excited. That was a huge festival. We're very glad to be a part of it.
All right, so people coming to the premiere, what can they expect? What's going to be taking place that night?
Oh, it's just good Halloween fun. I'm a huge Halloween nut, and I think anybody that is a fan of that, it has that nostalgia for Halloween from when they were kids, it's all going to be there. It's adult fun, but it's also going to be kind of kid fun, too. We have a costume contest. We have raffle drawings. We're going to, of course, have movie merchandise, DVDs, CDs, apparel, different kinds of things. The scripts are going to be for sale from the series. The cast and crew are going to be on hand. We're actually going to have one of the cars that we used in the movie, one of the Model Ts, is going to be in the building for people to take pictures with. Yeah, we have a photo wall. So it's a full red carpet event. So anybody that shows up gets to hobnob with all the cast and the crew. And then, of course, we're showing Shadowbound. It's just going to... Oh, and we're doing a champagne toast at midnight. They'll be dancing to fun Halloween music. It's going to be great.
That does sound like a fun event. It's $20 a ticket?
Yeah, $20 a ticket. And the cool thing is that if you pay the $20 to get the ticket, it not only gets you into the event, which is going to be just a killer party, but it's also it allows you to be a part of Shadowbound history. You become a backer on the film, and your name gets forever embedded in the credits of the movie for wherever it goes from here on out, even if it gets picked up, and you know, we're hoping for Netflix and all of that later on. But it also gets you on IMDb, the International Movie Database, the Internet Movie Database, and so that's huge. So you get that credit for only $20, which is
great.
And
where is it again?
It's on Halloween night. It starts at 8 p.m. We're going to show the movie around 9, so latecomers are totally fine, but it starts at 8. It'll go till about midnight. We have a big champagne toast at midnight, and it's at the Old Glass Place, which is in downtown Springfield on St. Louis Street. It's a beautiful venue, and we were very fortunate to get that venue. So, and it's right alongside where everybody's going to be doing the pub crawl, but it's far enough away from the pub crawl that if you want to do that, you can always leave and head that up too.
So what is the filmmaking community like here in the Ozarks?
You know, over the years, it just keeps getting better and better and better. Back in when I started working, doing stuff was like 2004, 2005. And there were a few people doing things here, and they'd been doing things here since the late 80s. But it was the same few people. And then more and more people started getting involved. And of course, as the technology has changed, cameras become cheaper, equipment, and just the fact that the schools are able to do more too and to help out. A lot more web series movies are being produced. In fact, there's myself and then the American Wasteland Entertainment, who are good friends of mine, who actually, Jason Brazier directed episode one of Shadowbound. They have the Drifter series, and that's come out of here, a major award-winning web series. So it's those kinds of things on the small screen are actually helping put Springfield on the map. And then, of course, large movies come through here, Winter's Bone, and now The Weight that's being shot in this area is a Los Angeles movie, which I'm glad I'm the effects guy for that movie.
Are you?
So I just got on that. I'm very excited to be working with them. But this is just a good place to shoot. It's got so many different locales. You've got these wonderful old buildings like we used in Shadowbound. It was very easy to make Springfield become this 1920s world. But then again, there's very modern looking buildings here. A lot of talent in the theater community. The arts community here just keeps growing and growing and growing. And that's a testament to what the Springfield Arts Council has been doing. With the opera and the ballet and all the different, the Springfield Contemporary Theater, the Landers Theater, everybody, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the work that they're doing is just more impressive and more impressive, and I think the film community here is doing the exact same. A lot of people have their eyes set on bigger projects and getting, not just making movies for local entertainment, but to get Springfield out on the bigger map, and that's kind of what I want. I mean, even though I live in Chicago now, my home is here, and I love everything about this town, and I still want to come back here and work, and I still work on a lot of film and theater projects here. So Shadowbound Season 2, which is in development right now, we will be shooting that here as well, starting hopefully in the summertime.
Did you grow up in Springfield?
I did. I'm from here. I was born here. My family and I moved to Texas for a little bit through grade school, but then we moved back, and all my middle school, high school years were here. Went to Parkview, which has a great theater program.
Yes, it does.
And a lot of the theater here is in high schools and on up. It's amazing what kids have access to now. When I was growing up, I learned everything about special effects and acting, and from watching behind the scenes videos on VHS tapes and reading books. And now with the internet and everything, it's pretty amazing. I see so much talent here.
Yeah. So what did it take to put the movie together, Shadowbound?
You know, a lot of people, like, we're pretty big in Canada. We've had a lot of Canadian praise, which is great. And they keep mentioning over and over how much it must have cost to make Shadowbound. And really, it didn't cost that much to start out the project. I paid for it with some money I got from an insurance company after totaling a car by accident. I got in a car wreck and somebody hit me. And that money was the startup money for Shadowbound. It really wasn't very much at all. But you know, with the right people, the right creative minds together, and thinking about how to solve these problems, you can really come up with some amazing things. I think that a big problem with a lot of Hollywood movies is you have a lot of people that don't necessarily have an imagination, and they just start throwing money at things. It's like, oh, there's a problem, let's throw money at it. And that is one way to go about it. But when you have really intelligent people that are very, you know, hyper creative, you can get around these problems in much cheaper ways, and it winds up paying off a lot more. And people sit back and go, oh my god, that must have cost $1 million. I come from the theater world, and not the film world originally, and I did produce a lot of theater here, a lot of special effects heavy shows, usually the Halloween shows at the Springfield Contemporary Theater. And when you can produce on a shoestring budget some amazing effects on stage, all that takes is just transferring that kind of knowledge and know-how and the, you know, beg, borrow, and steal mentality into the film world, and you can come up with some amazing things.
And was it all shot, Shadowrun, was it all shot here in Springfield?
Yeah, it was. And the surrounding area. But we shot it all here using a lot of local talent, people that were still in college too, so they're from outside. And we had a lot of great support from the community, people letting us use their places without charging us for them, letting us borrow their equipment, their cars, their props, it was very easy to get everybody together. And of course, we had like a dream crew and a dream cast. The best of the best people came out for the auditions and wanted to work on it. It was one of those labors of love that we all poured ourselves into it, and it really paid off.
And how long did it take you to make it?
I think all in all, it was about 4 or 5 months, I guess. We started shooting it in the summertime back in 2012. Uh-huh. And during that time, I was gearing up to move to Chicago. And so when we started shooting it, and we shot the first 2.5 episodes, 3 episodes, and maybe a couple scenes of the fourth. There's 5 episodes altogether. And so what we had to do is, once I moved to Chicago, which we moved in September, I had to come back twice to finish the series, and we shot the whole last of it in, like, the last episode and a half we shot in 2 days. Uh-huh. And it was some long shoots, but man, we had a blast doing it.
What are some of the locations that you can see in it?
Well, the Pythian Castle is one of the big ones, and Tamara over there was so amazing to work with, and we got some great shots. And so a lot of the exteriors of the main character, Jack Pickman, his ancestral home, is the Pythian. Now, what we did is we blended the Pythian interior with my grandmother's house on Pickwick Street, where I grew up and where I stay when I'm in town. And so a lot of... We used my grandmother's house. I grew up shooting movies there, so I knew every inch of that place. And we actually used her front foyer to be three different rooms in the Pickman house. All we did is rearrange the furniture and shot it differently. So it's a bedroom and it's an office, and in the movie you can't tell, which is the glorious thing about shooting in black and white, and not having sound. We were able to shoot so quickly. You couldn't shoot this project being, I mean, the movie itself clocks in at around an hour and a half long. With the series, it was longer because you had the credits and stuff before and after. You couldn't shoot a movie in 4 months like what we did, shooting mainly on weekends. If we had been shooting with sound and shooting a more modern movie, there's no way we could have done that. But because we were shooting, you know, a silent film, we could shoot at the speed of light. It was amazing what we could get. And we had a great cinematographer. My cinematographer is now in Los Angeles working on bigger movies. But his name's Dan Smiley. He was a student at Missouri State, and just so gifted, and he got those really haunting. He's won awards at several festivals with Shadowbound and with some other films, just because his brilliant cinematography is great.
Sounds like MSU's putting out a lot of good filmmakers.
Whew, they always do. They always do. I mean, some of these guys, I'm so lucky to have gotten to work on so many great student films with some of these guys. Most of them have gone off to Los Angeles. Some of them are, you know, in Europe, but they continue to do amazing things. But their student projects that they did when they were in school, which introduced us to each other, It was like some of the best work I've ever done. Visually stunning, but also just good scripts. And I love working with students because they have a lot to prove. They're wanting to get out into the world, so they want something important to show for it. And
so they're going to do their best work.
They're going to do their best work, and that's all you want. You want people that are going to pour everything they have into it, because I pour everything I have into it, so I expect that of everybody else.
Exactly. And so if somebody wants to find out more about the premiere, is there a place they can do that? Or
Sure, yeah. Well, the easiest place I can tell you is to go to shadowboundfilm.com, which right now we have a place card holder up with a link that goes right to the Eventbrite page.
Okay.
And the Eventbrite page is where we have our ticketing availability right now. You can buy tickets at the door, but we do urge people to get them ahead of time so that we can get you on the list and double check for accuracy with names so to get them in the credits.
Right.
The Eventbrite page, it's all on there. We also have a Facebook page. If you find us on Facebook under Arcane, A-R-C-A-N-E, which is my production company, there's links to the event page for the Shadowbound Halloween Bash.